Meanwhile, in Sochi, the games continue. Today, the U.S. won its first gold for slope-style snowboarding. It's a new event this year, and it's not the only one. On Tuesday, the sport of women's ski jumping makes its Winter Olympics debut. One of the athletes competing will be 29-year-old Lindsay Van from Park City, Utah. As part of our series, The Edge, NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
When she was a tiny girl, amazing people with her ability to fearlessly fly through the air, ski jumper Lindsay Van had a dream.
My goal is to make the Olympic team 2002 for girls.
This clip comes from a documentary called Ready to Fly that chronicles Van's fight to get to the games. For Van, working hard to be the very best in her sport wasn't enough because women ski jumpers weren't welcome in the Olympics until this year, 12 years after the games Van first set her sights on.
For the first time ever, we are thrilled to be naming both men and women to our U.S. Olympic ski jumping team.
Luke Bodensteiner is executive vice president of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. The announcement was broadcast by teleconference.
From Park City, Utah, Lindsay Van.
For Van, this marked the end of a very long road. In Sochi earlier this week, she said she was excited her sport was finally getting its due.
It's taken 90 years for women to be here, so hey, check us out. I mean, I'm just thrilled to show ski jumping to the world and that women can do it too.
At what was the most intense part of the battle, Van was one of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the organizing committee for the Vancouver Olympics. The goal was to force them to let women compete, but the legal effort failed.
Just pretty painful to watch, you know, people I grew up training with be able to have the opportunity and me sit there knowing that I don't even have that opportunity because I'm not a male.
Olympic officials and others argued that women's ski jumping wasn't advanced enough as a sport. Not enough women competed worldwide and not at a high enough level. In a 2005 interview with NPR, Gianfranco Casper, who was head of the International Ski Federation, said he wasn't convinced women's bodies were cut out for the sport.
Don't forget, it's like jumping down from, let's say, about 2 meters on the ground about 1,000 times a year, which seemed not to be appropriate for ladies from a medical point of view.
Times have changed, and in 2011, after years of fighting, Van and the world's other female ski jumpers got the news they had been waiting for. The International Olympic Committee announced that women's ski jumping would make its debut at the Sochi Games. Then began a new kind of struggle, actually making the team. A near-record crowd came out to watch the trials in Park City, Utah in December, and Van said she was soaking it all in.
I try not to think about the historic nature of it today, you know, try to focus on my jumps and not put too much pressure on myself.
Over the years, representing her sport has taken a toll on Van.
She's a great and talented athlete who loves to fly, and all the rest is just stuff she has to endure.
Bill Carrig is the filmmaker behind Ready to Fly, and he was there in Park City to cheer her on.
I know she lost so much sleep over it, and her athletic performance suffered, just ulcers, and it was a really tough go on her.
Van came in second at the trials and had to wait another 3 weeks to find out whether she made the team. But she said she was glad to finally just focus on the competition rather than the fight to compete.
It's great to be an athlete and, you know, finally have that focus and be a real athlete, you know, get those same opportunities, and we're all excited to be here.
At the press conference announcing the Olympic team, the athletes were asked about their medal chances here in Sochi. Their coach jumped in and said, all these women deserve a medal for what they've done for the sport. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Sochi.
Support for The Edge comes from Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care. More at clevelandclinic.org.
This is NPR News.